Welcome back to Heaven and Healing Podcast. Be sure to go over to YouTube where you can catch us live stream these episodes weekly every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time. Be sure to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and click the bell for notifications so that you never miss a live. And whatever platform you're currently listening to this on, give it a thumbs up, a 5-star rating, and a written review if you haven't done so already. Thank you so much for your support. Enjoy the episode. So it's no secret that Kanye West has had his fair share of ups and downs over the years. There was a moment in time, however fleeting it may have seemed, where he did appear to come to Christ, to declare Christ is King. He even had an album titled as such. And, you know, it was kind of like a heartwarming moment, I think, for a lot of us. That kind of had a soft spot for him, just seeing how much that he did struggle and how far he seemed to have come in that time where he declared Christ as his Lord and Savior, coming out with the album, you know, making really bold proclamations publicly about his politics, his faith, just really going against the grain of basically every other mainstream artist that we had seen at the time. And, you know, he actually said at one point that if he ever seems to take a hard right, you know, if he goes away and comes back saying things and declaring things that are completely antithetical to what he was saying before, that something happened to him. Well, here we are in 2024, and he is in fact saying things and doing things that are quite antithetical to what he was formerly preaching and seemingly practicing. So I wanted to show y'all this clip from a recent interview that he did where he seems to have denounced Christianity. Let's take a look.
Right now, are you in that space where you're comfortable enough to say, this is where I am right now? I'm still a man of God. Jesus still is King, but this is vultures right now. This is where I am.
It is, but I have my issues with Jesus. There's a lot of stuff I went through that I prayed and I didn't see Jesus show up. So I had to put my experience in this world, my experience with my children, my experience with other people, my experience with my account, my experience with my brand, and my experience with the level of music that I was dealing with in my own hands. Mm. Like a lot of times I just feel like in our society, in America, you know, people, Christians, we depend on Jesus so much that we won't put the word in ourselves. And the main thing that really that I don't rock with is like, it's just always like, I'm gonna pray for you. And it's just like, you can actually physically do something. Yes.
So, lots of thoughts there. First thing is, all I hear is me, 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 me. I had this happen to me. I dealt with this. This is my experience. And Jesus didn't show up the way I wanted him to. Therefore, I took matters into my own hands. And he even says that, you know, with Christianity, we seem to rely on Jesus too much. My friend, Kanye, that is Christianity. Recognizing that you can literally not do anything in your own strength, but through Christ who strengthens you. It's saying, you know what, Lord, your ways are better than my ways. I'm going to submit to you. I'm going to lean not on my own understanding, but just be obedient to what you declare in your word and by your spirit and trust you with my life. Walk by faith, not by sight, knowing that your word will never return void and you will make my path straight. So what I hear from Kanye is, Jesus didn't show up the way I expected him to. He didn't show up like my genie. So therefore, I'm no longer willing to make him my Lord. You know, he says, yeah, I can still say Christ is King, but I have issues with Jesus. No, brother, you can't say Christ is King at all because you've decided to become your own king once again, which of course begs the question, was Christ ever really your king at all? Or was he just a crutch? Was he just another tool in the tool belt of self-help? Which unfortunately is what so many people in society have been using Jesus as, right? A crutch. even professing Christians, because they want him to bless them, but they don't want to obey him, right? We have people that want Jesus to give them things, but to not be the one in which all things come. We expect Jesus to provide for us when the truth is, he provided all that he ever could and so much more when he stretched out his arms on a wooden cross and declared it is finished, when he took his last breath to atone for your sins and be that spiritual transaction to reconcile each and every one of us back to the Father, back to God's image, to give us eternal life with God Almighty, so that we would never have to be absent from the presence of God. But Kanye seems to have lost that because he's not getting what he wants. Jesus isn't a manifestation practice. He's God. Jesus isn't your genie, like I already said. He is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And being a Christian literally means little Christ. It means that we are actually called to demonstrate Christ in how we live, not continue living how we have always lived and using Jesus as just a placeholder for when we need a blessing, rather than just walking in the blessing that he gave us when he died for us, when he gave us his Holy Spirit. Yeah, so I hear what he's saying to one point about, you know, we just want to pray everything away. We don't want to take anything in our own hands. But the thing about that is, first of all, do not underestimate the power of prayer, because the Word of God says that he hears the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah. And Kanye himself even says that he doesn't have time to pray. Well, look, if you're not making God your number one priority, if he is not number one in your life, if you're not fostering the relationship with Jesus Christ, with his Holy Spirit, that he actually said, Jesus said it would be better for him to leave to give us his Spirit. If you're not pressing in and fostering that relationship, how do you expect to hear his voice? If you're saying you don't have time for prayer, you just have to take everything into your own hands, then how can you even be sure Jesus isn't showing up for you if you're not even showing up for him? You know, we always want God to do things for us, but then we leave him in the secret place, right? We stand him up. The secret place gathers cobwebs because there's other things that we need to be doing instead of just at his feet. And then what I'm hearing Kanye say is that he made his life about him, not about God. Because we should be living for God. If we're truly in love with him, Jesus says that you will keep his commandments and they won't be burdensome. So if it's burdensome to actually live for God, to be sold out for Jesus, then you may not actually love him, even if you made a whole album about him. Maybe the truth is you just wanted to capitalize off this little honeymoon phase you had from when Jesus did probably show up for you, because he is merciful and graceful and will always meet you where you are. But then the road to sanctification wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. So what, you tapped out when he wasn't acting like a fairy godmother? You tapped out? So no, actually, we don't have to take matters into our own hands. We have to trust God with everything. And yes, there is an active component behind faith. So you pray in faith and then you act in the faith of the prayer. But you don't negate the power of prayer through any action. Because then what that does is removes the prayer altogether, actually, and just makes you responsible for how things turn out, rather than, again, submitting to the ways of God, leaning not on your own understanding and trusting he will make your path straight. But if you're admitting you cannot foster a relationship with him, Why are you so surprised? Why are you so surprised that he hasn't shown up for you when you haven't shown up for him? So I want to play another clip of this particular interview where he comments on the fear of God as actually being a problem.
Like, why should you fear? You know, it's another thing I don't like in Christianity, the fear of God. If God is love, why should you fear him? Because you place one fear, you get another fear, you get another fear, what do you have at that point? You're easily controllable. You're easily sellable. You're easily contracted because you have this fear on you. Like, everybody gonna die eventually, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna live my entire life with zero fear. Fear of a contract, fear of perception, fear of getting my black card denied, fear. I'm not gonna jump in front of a train.
Right.
Be conscious.
Right.
You know, ain't nobody finna tell me shit, call me shit, tell nobody around me shit, play with me, play with nobody around me. None of that. It's from straight from Pink Polo. I got a chip on my shoulder. I'm the lawyer from Carlito's Way. I'm fried.
That's enough. So this was disturbing to hear because I feel as though his entire conception of what the fear of God is just terribly misconstrued. Fear of God isn't about like quaking in your boots, like actually petrified and terrified of God. It's a reverence in a lot of ways because you understand that he is who he says he is. I am who I am. Like, he is God. He is your creator. There is this understanding that he is above all things, including you. So the fear isn't supposed to induce some sort of, you know, result of, okay, I am just this little slave to this authoritative dictator, because it's not that at all. The fear of God is really the fear of being without him, because what happened in the Garden of Eden, right? Eve made the decision to step outside of God's will, to step outside of his order, outside of his image and likeness, and thus the curse came in. Sin and death came in. And then we have inherited that curse from Adam and so forth. And so the fear is, if I don't accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, then I'm going to remain eternally outside of God's image and likeness. I'm going to remain eternally in a curse, okay? Because hell wasn't created for humans. Hell was never intended for humans. Hell was made for Satan. Hell was made for Satan and the rebellion that followed Satan and his army of angels. So God hasn't sent us to hell as some evil dictator. The evil sky daddy, as atheists so famously like to portray him as, right? Hell is for Satan and his fallen angels. But what has happened is that humanity has made a reservation to go there. Okay, it's not God's fault that we use the free will he has so graciously given us to reject him. If you reject him in this temporal life, why would he invite you into eternal life with him? That doesn't make any sense. And you know, this whole notion like, oh, be afraid of God because he's this evil dictator in the sky. The fact that he gave you free will actually proves the complete opposite of that, because a true dictator would give you no choice but to bow down and worship his feet. A true dictator would say, you're going to be with me no matter what. You're going to serve me no matter what. But our God, because he is love, like Kanye said, actually gave us a choice. And you know what's the best part about that is that he died for us anyway. God manifests through the flesh in his son, Jesus Christ, and died on that cross, knowing that you may actually never choose him back. Knowing that one day you would be sitting in an interview saying, I have all these problems with Christianity and, you know, I'm going to do my own thing. Jesus didn't show up for me. If God is love, why should I be afraid of him? Right? All these terrible things that we do and have done, God died for us anyway. There is so much love and free will, and there is so much love in the sacrifice that was contingent on the unconditional love. So Kanye is right. God is love. God is love. And what we fear is being outside of that love. Because the truth is, when we're born into sin, we are outside of it. We are in the curse. And that should scare us. That should scare us. It should. Now, to that point, God has not given us a spirit of fear. It's what it says in his word. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. So the context that Kanye is using fear of God here, it doesn't line up with that 2 Timothy scripture. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. So the quote, fear of God actually comes from those things of power, of love, and of sound mind. Not of terror, not of torment, not of doom and gloom and dictation and control, right? We don't follow God again for any other reason than that we love him. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. The tactic of Christianity, the tactic of God is not fear me, thus obey me. The tactic of God is love me, thus obey me. Not fear me and follow me, but love me and follow me because I love you. All that to be said, if this is truly Kanye, because like I mentioned at the beginning, he had declared, if I come back and I'm saying things that don't sound like me, it's not actually me. Don't know how you feel about clones. Leave your thoughts in the comments. But if this really is Kanye, then we have to really pray for this guy, y'all, because I say this all the time. Celebrities don't have people interceding for them. There is no one interceding for this man's soul. There is no one interceding for Taylor Swift's soul, for Doja Cat's soul, for what's her name? Ice Spice. There's no one interceding for Ice Spice, right? Because with all these artists, these celebrities, these stars, which if you want to get into the biblical thing with that, you know, fallen angels, all these stars have so much praise that they never get prayer. And so I wanted to make this because I want us to intercede for Kanye. Because if this is really him, then he's in trouble. He's in trouble for eternity. I don't know if you've seen any of his new Vultures album, the music videos. It's incredibly dark and demonic. It is incredibly demonic and evil. And his Instagram is just, if you know, you know. But my point is, he has evidently taken a really hard left turn and decided to denounce the Christian faith that he once was so adamantly professing. And so we really need to pray for him. If it's him, again, I'd be interested to know your thoughts about the cloning thing in the comments. If that's just a conspiracy, that's wild. Or if there's something to that, because the satanic elites, the evil kind of knows no bounds, right? Could be that he's under the MK Ultra thing, which is demon possession. which if you ask me is more likely than the cloning thing. I'm still on the fence about the cloning thing. To me, the whole MK Ultra thing, you know, actually him being under control seems a lot more likely to me, which really is demonic. So the guy's either a clone being overrun by demons and being controlled by his satanic manhandlers, or he really never believed in Jesus to begin with. Because when you really fall in love with the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Savior of humanity, I really don't think you can abandon that love. Because it's the most true, most pure, most unconditional, most sacrificial, most abundant, most beautiful love you'll ever know. And when you really, really, really know it, I just can't fathom how you could ever walk away from it. To the point where it actually seems more likely to me that he's a clone than that he could walk away from the true God. So yeah, that's my reaction. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Really looking forward to hearing from all of you. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and take good care. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If it blessed you, please consider becoming a monthly partner with the Heaven and Healing Podcast Ministry, as this is entirely crowdfunded and your support means so much. There are ways to partner or just sow a one-time financial seed in the episode description. Thank you so much, and be sure to tune in every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time for our weekly live streams on Heaven and Healing Podcast over on YouTube. The episodes released on this platform are always just a few weeks behind the YouTube, so if you want to experience everything in real time with me, YouTube is the place to go. Love all of you. Jesus loves you. God bless, and take good care. Welcome back to Heaven and Healing Podcast. Be sure to go over to YouTube where you can catch us live stream these episodes weekly every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time. Be sure to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and click the bell for notifications so that you never miss a live. And whatever platform you're currently listening to this on, give it a thumbs up, a 5-star rating, and a written review if you haven't done so already. Thank you so much for your support. Enjoy the episode.